Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
We are the old who yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout all of history, called to be light to the whole human race. Gather us in the rich and the haughty, gather us in the proud and the strong. Give us a heart so meek and
welcome, all of you, to this Mass. Very especially those that are visiting us for the first time. I know there is a family here from Houston. Welcome. We begin the celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. At times it helps us to close our eyes and take our thoughts to God. Cry out to this God to look upon us with mercy. For so often we hurt God when we fail to see Jesus in others. and the people that we love, and the stranger, our co-workers, our friends. Let us ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words and what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and love of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over, you ask, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah, add to the shekel, and fix our scales for cheating, We will buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing that they have done. The word of the Lord.
Is the Lord above the heavens, his glory? Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who lowers himself to look down upon heaven? Dust he lifts up the lowly, from the ash heap he raises the poor, to set them in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. Praise the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone, for kings, and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this, I was appointed preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth. I am not lying. Teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord.
Was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich.
Alleluia. Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to one to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
It is wonderful to see so many of you here today. And if I would ask you, why are you here Sunday morning? I'm sure the answer would be, "Father, it is Sunday and I have come to pray." That's what we're doing here. We're praying. The whole hour, we pray to God. We talk to Him in song and in word and in gestures. St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, was a pastoral letter. And Paul instructs Timothy, pray. Pray for those in authority. Pray for kings through petitions and supplications and prayers of thanksgiving. And at the end, he says, pray with expressed arms, outstretched arms. You know, you can't fall asleep doing this. You can fall asleep doing this, you know, but not when you outstretch your hands. Try it. At home, You can't fall asleep. It's impossible. Maybe there's a reason why in the Mass the priest does this, so he doesn't fall asleep. You know, when Pope Francis became Pope, one of his first words were, "Pray for me, pray for me." He was asking prayers from the people that he was going to serve, because there are people who pray all the time. I remember when I was in the seminary for 8 years. There were good years, but there were some hard years. And I would always call my mama, "Mamita, I want you to pray for me. Don't ask me what for, just pray." And I knew that if she was praying for me, it was going to be okay. Prayers. Pray for kings, Paul says, for those in authority. Pray for rulers, so there may be peace and justice, and the people will live in peace and in dignity. Pray. And that's what we're doing here, this whole hour, from the very beginning to the very end. You know, right before we began, Deacon and I, Eucharistic ministers and the servers, we gathered together and we prayed. And guess what we prayed for? We asked for the guidance of the Spirit to help us serve Him, so that everything we do, every word that comes from my mouth and all my actions, it's not me, it's Jesus, and may touch you and you draw closer. When the deacon, right before he was going to read the gospel, he went and said, "Father, pray for me. Bless me." You know what I said? "May Jesus, Deacon Matt, be in your mind. Be in your heart. Be in your lips to be worthy to proclaim the words of Jesus." It's prayer. You know, Timothy and Titus, disciples of Paul, went to islands that were pagan, and they changed. The Greek Orthodox tradition is vibrant in those islands and all Greece because of prayer and supplications and prayers of thanksgiving. Prayer changes people. The prayers of a mother and the prayers of a father, so important. Pray for your children. And you know, the prayer that the words that should be there is that my child may be not only my child, your child, God. That's the prayer of a mother and a father. Offering children to be good, to be at peace. That's the prayer of Paul in his letter to Timothy. For peace and justice. Because in those days, there was slavery, and they were very hard on the slaves. There are a lot of injustices. And the cry of Paul was for justice, for the law of love to be present. And this is our prayer today. You know, look at the world. Look around us. We need to pray for those, for our leaders. Our leadership city. We need to pray for our Holy Father. We pray for him at every Mass. But we must truly pray for him.
Because every word that comes from him, people are listening. As you know, we can get on the airplane, every word that he says, may those words be directed by the Spirit. Pray for our bishop. Only we pray for him in Mass, but pray always for him. He's our pastor here in the Diocese of Corpus Christi. Pray for Father Han. Yeah. Pray for me. Pray for the deacons. That we may be men of peace. Men of love, eh? Men who serve. This is what Paul tells us through this letter to Timothy. And pray with humble and outstretched arms. Just that this action is calling out. It's almost like when a child cries out, goes to the mama, like this, right? I need you. I want something. It's us. Father, we need you. We need you here. We need your presence. Father, we thank you. We also got to thank you. That's what we do here. This whole hour is prayers of petition and supplication and thanksgiving and singing him, praising him, crying out to him. That's the Mass. Goes by so fast. The bells ring, and then they ring again. It's over. But it's not over. It's not over. You know, last night, just a little example. I knew that I was going to get a little bug. And I said, oh no, I got to say Mass tomorrow, God. And I couldn't go to sleep because I was coughing. 1 o'clock, set my alarm clock for 4:30. I said, God, just give me 3 hours. And you know what he did? He gave me 3 hours, no coffee. And I slept for 3 hours and a half. It's wonderful. That's enough, God. 3 hours and a half is good for me. So I want to be here talking to you about him. I wanted to talk to you about prayer. Because prayer changes. Lives. Changes us. Changes others. And that's why we say, can you please pray for me? I'm having surgery tomorrow. And there's prayers. And God is present there with the doctors, the surgeon, because of prayers. We're asking this God who said, I will always be with you. I'm not going to leave you orphans. Oh, but how he loves. How he smiles when we call upon him. Well, that's my child right there. He's calling my name. He needs me. That's prayer. He's thanking me. Let us not forget the words of Paul to Timothy. Pray. Pray without ceasing.
Let us stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us offer our prayers, our supplications, and petitions for everyone, for it is good and pleasing to God our Savior.
For Pope Francis and all the leaders of our church, as they strive to show us the way to serve our loving God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For an end to gun violence in our country and in our community, and for all victims of gun violence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all catechists and teachers of God's holy word, for those who form our children, for those who work with catechumens, for those who minister to young adults and to the elderly, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For our community, as we strive to undertake the corporal and spiritual works of mercy for all those around us during this Jubilee Year of Mercy and beyond, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Beatrice F. Castillo, the deceased members of the Mew family, Joe Cueva, Raquel Pena, and Joseph P. Miller, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Merciful God, you have given us many good gifts with which to build up this world. Teach us how to use them for the good of all and for your greater glory. Grant all these our prayers, which we make today, in Jesus' name. Amen. pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive with favor, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your people, that what they profess with devotion and faith may be there through these heavenly mysteries. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so with the angels we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, it entered willing into his passion. He took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins, and do this in memory of me." The mystery of as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make us grow in love. Together with Francis, our Pope, William Michael Mulvey, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold, the Lamb of God, Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Jesus said, I am the truth. precede the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. Jesus said, I am the life. Far from whom no thing can grow, but receive this living bread, and my spirit you shall know. I received a living God, and my heart is full of joy. I received a living God, and my heart is full of joy.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.